RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
One of the highlights of last year, and I'm being serious, was attending the NZD SOS conference at Eden Park in Auckland. Got to meet some incredible people, including some, well, celebrities, really. Asim Malhotra from Memory was a guest speaker. There was a whole lineup of amazing people. And that's rolling around again. The 2024 NZD SOS conference is coming up. We thought we'd find out a bit about it ahead of time with Anna Petley of NZD SOS. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Oh, hello, Paul. I'm brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
That's okay. Did we meet at the last conference? I met so many people, it's all a kind of a blur. No disrespect, but we may have bumped into each other. Can't quite remember.
I saw you, but I was sort of parked behind the computer mostly, just looking after our members and troubleshooting some of the ticketing issues, etc. But, yeah, it was a great experience and certainly feedback from 2023 inspired us this year to hold two conferences.
Yeah, I see that, one in Auckland and the other in Christchurch. I think I might have got the order around the wrong way there. You'll tell me. So who's coming? What can people expect? And how to get involved is really what we want to hear about, Anna. So go for it.
All right. Well, thank you. So based on supporter feedback last year, we are holding two conferences. One is in Christchurch, and that is on Saturday, the 21st of September. It is a full-day event, so we're looking at 8:30 to 5:30. Right. We've got an incredible lineup of speakers, which I will share with you in a moment as well. We have our Auckland conference 1 week later, and that is Saturday, the 28th. And that will be held at the Dewdrop Centre in Manukau.
Okay.
All of those finer details are posted on our website. And also we're doing a number of email campaigns leading up to it, just dropping in little bits of information here and there. So yep. Definitely keep an eye out for those.
Okay. I do see some familiar names in there. Okay. I want to go through a few. And I've talked to some of these people as well. I know Matt and Alison quite well now. That's Matt Shelton and Alison Goodwin from NZD SOS. Fine people. And what an experience they and all of you have had. So they're there. Katie Ashby Coppins. Wow. Katie. She's going to be there. Like I say, wow. Professor Angus Dalglish. I've seen him with John Campbell and others in a lot of videos. He's right up there, UK researcher and oncologist. And I see Hoodie's going to be there too, my mate now. I've spoken to him about five times already. And last time we chatted, he said, next time you're here, come and see me. So Hoodie will be here. What will Hoodie be doing?
Hoodie's going to be our MC this year, Paul. We've certainly been guests on his show many times as well. We're just sort of establishing those trans-Tasman relationships, and he's got a great platform over there, of course, helping with the awareness of everything. And we're very pleased to have Hoodie here for this year's conferences, sharing his story, of course, his background being mandated as a Qantas airline pilot, and just his genuinely good down-to-earth style, which we know that our attendees will love.
He's just one of those blokes, isn't he? He's just salt of the earth.
Absolutely, yes. So we're really happy to have him. And as you said, Katie, she's a regular on your platform as well.
I'm such a fan of Katie. You wouldn't believe it.
Excellent.
She's done amazing work.
So, yes, Professor Dalglish, he could be a new name for some, but he's certainly been there right from the start of these last few crazy years. He's a very seasoned physician and oncologist, immunologist, and he's put out some very profound and deeply affecting information, of course, on our supposedly safe and effective vaccine and how that's now affecting the body in different ways and touching on the cancer increase, of course.
Okay, and there are a couple of other names that I don't recognize, but they look fascinating. Do you want to mention them? I think Dr. Paul Marek and a few others. So maybe we could have a quick listen to you about them as well.
Thank you. So Dr. Paul Merrick, he is one of the founders of IFLCCC, the Frontline Critical Care Workers. So he worked himself and Pierre Corey. So you're probably familiar with Pierre Corey. Oh, those two sort of go hand in hand. So Paul Merrick and Pierre Corey are the founding figures of the IFLCCC in the US. He's now retired. Nevertheless, he's got an extensive critical care background and in advancing different medical systems when he was working in intensive care. He brings a wealth of knowledge, and his protocols has set the foundation that are being used around the world and in New Zealand, and also in our health helpline clinic, the FLCC protocols.
Okay.
So he is going to bring an absolute depth of information to everyone that's in attendance at the conferences.
And David Sharalambos, who's he?
David, wow, that's another big name. He's
maybe I should know that one, but I don't know them all, you see. I'm still finding out.
Yeah, of course. Can't know everybody, exactly. So David, he's very interesting. He works very closely with the World Council for Health. He's from Reaching People. He's a behavioral scientist. And I tell you what, when you listen to David, everything starts to make sense about what's happened, the extent of the operation, and just his level of comprehension about the psychological operation, you know, understanding the depth of what's happened to everybody. It's hugely fascinating, and everyone will find that incredibly interesting. So actually, we're delighted.
Sorry to jump in, but that's the area that fascinates me most, apart from all the other horrible things, but that has always held my interest, that particular area of all of this.
Absolutely. We've had a few Zooms with David, you know, and we could listen to him forever. Just his depth of wisdom on understanding how they have played everybody.
Wow, what a lineup. What a lineup.
It is. It is a great lineup.
Okay, so if people are interested in finding out more and going all the way and even going, what do you suggest is the best way of doing that, Anna?
Well, go to our website. If you're not a subscriber for our weekly newsletter, I would suggest going to our website and just popping in your details, your name and your email, so you get our newsletter. And we will be sending out links to how to buy tickets, and we'll be having a little bit of a bio on each speaker. So you're going to be fed information on what's coming up regularly. But if you do go to our website, you will see the conference banner, and there's a couple of buttons there that'll direct you through to buying tickets. So whether you want the Auckland event, the Christchurch event, there is also the live stream option again this year, Paul.
Yep.
That is only for Auckland. So for people that are unable to get physically to one of these conferences, we've got them covered. They can watch from the comfort of their own home just by buying a live stream ticket.
Sounds good.
And also there is one special event, and that is called the Meet and Greet. And that also requires a separate ticket if you want to rub shoulders with your speakers and your heroes from 5:30 when the conference day finishes. You can attend the meet and greet, and it's a cash bar, canapes, and just, it's a bit of a networking, sort of a social get together with all of your heroes and everyone that you can connect with. So there's a few options, and we sure hope that's going to keep everyone happy.
Sounds really cool. I'm going to try and make it along to probably the Auckland one. Let's see how we go, because I want to meet Hoodie, you see.
You have to, in person. Really,
I want to talk flying with him, among other things, because he's one of the most experienced airline captains in Australia, or was up until the point that he stepped out. And I'll never forget him taking the four stripes, epaulets, off his shirt and throwing them down on the table. I think that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
I think I saw that too. That was deeply affecting. I definitely recall that. He's a great man, and, you know, just coming along and being in the presence of these individuals, you get to see that they're just like us, you know. They've got their own hurts and, you know, scars from the last few years, and that is the great thing about this conference, is coming together in person and just not feeling alone and knowing, you know, we're a bigger group than what's led on.
Yeah, absolutely right. Anna Pedley, NZDSOS, thanks for coming on and giving us the heads up, Anna.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you so much.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.